Weekend Morning, the most news in the morning, period. Weekdays 6 Eastern.
There's new technology that could help crime scene investigators solve cases faster. Our own Dr. Sanjay Gupta is actually a crime scene investigator. I don't know what it is you don't do, Sanjay, I got to tell you. You're in Atlanta this morning, and there are some new tools that could help you and others who do this find out causes maybe more accurately and quicker.
Yeah, this is really interesting, Karen. Actually, you know, when you take a look at typical autopsies, they can take hours, even days. We talk a lot about that as we cover deaths of people who are in the media, for example, and figure out how long it takes for some of the results to come back. Well, there's been a group of researchers trying to figure out ways to do this a lot faster. Now, there's a technology out there known as full-body CAT scans. You may have heard of that. But the idea was, what about actually, instead of performing an actual autopsy, doing one of these full-body CAT scans and seeing how good the results might be, how comparable it might be to an actual autopsy. Let me give you an example. For a non-homicide, so an accidental blunt trauma such as a car accident or something like that, you could get a full-body CAT scan, actually take a look at the CAT scan of the head specifically and figure out if there was specific damage. Here is a CAT scan of the head. I don't know if you can see that on your screen yet, but basically, if you're looking at this CAT scan, which they would get within minutes, literally, you can tell pretty quickly that there is actually a lot of air here in the brain. You can see that black area is all air. That's not supposed to be there. And also there's a layer of blood in here as well. And that suggests that there was some sort of blunt force trauma to the head. That would confirm what the pathologist might suspect as a possible cause of death, for example, due to a car accident. As part of the study, Karen, they actually did 20 of these full-body CAT scans, and they compared the results to actual autopsies, and they were dead on. So this might be a very, very quick way to get a sense, not homicide, but just accidental blunt trauma. Remember with homicide, Karen, for example, if it was a gunshot wound, you'd want to see if there was gunpowder on the skin, for example, or if it was stabbing, you'd want to get a sense of the force of the impact. You can't tell that from a CAT scan, but you can get a lot of other information.
We also have another technology that can help. I know this is morbid, but, you know, God forbid, in these mass disasters, in these main big disasters where you have mass casualties, they can help at least provide some comfort for the families by being able to identify people faster.
Yeah, you know, as much as we talk about all the sophisticated technology out there, in those mass casualty situations that you're alluding to, the way that most pathologists actually approach those is through dental records, old-fashioned but very effective. Part of the problem, though, is if you look at dental records from old dental records and compare them to new, sometimes they don't quite match, and it's hard to actually figure out if it's, in fact, the same person. So what they've actually created is a software. Let me show you this as well, a software that immediately collates the two images to make them look identical so that you get a sense of that. If you take a look at the image here, you'll see on the left, this may be a little bit hard to figure out, but this is 290 pixelations and this is 254, and it's hard to the untrained eye to tell if this is in fact the same person. What the software does is immediately converts it, so in fact they're very similar in pixelations, 290 to 291, and you can get a very clear idea if this is in fact the same person, and I make that identification very quickly. So again, it's all in the name of speed, it's all in the name of accuracy, but this radiograph for the dental records, the CAT scan, seem to be two good tools.